How did you think your team handled this week preparation?
We had a solid week of preparation. Can't wait till tomorrow. Launch day is a big day for us. Get some speed back in our legs and finalize the plan.
I think you said on, I read that you said on the cruise touchdown, you know, it didn't start off the way, the play didn't start off the way you wanted, and you started looking already at your fourth down call. What is it, what was it at the start of that play that, that you knew what didn't go right before they improvised?
I had my fourth down call ready. They had a better call than we did. It's a great example when you have two tremendous players that have played a lot of football together and haven't really done it in a while, but they're on the same page. Vic has great you know, body language, and found the second window, and really it was a good example of an extended play for us. They did a nice job there, playing above the X's and O's.
For his first game in 23 months, what would be the best thing Victor Cruz showed on Sunday?
He shows he can still stick his foot in the ground. Confidence, you know, he has some confidence, and that's the toughest thing to find, I think. You know, for a player who's missing time, is to get that confidence and get that swagger back, and he certainly had that. It was good to see him go up and catch a ball that was a little bit high, a little bit behind him, so he had to contort his body a little bit to make a catch, and that was encouraging.
What kind of care does his body need? You know, or do you have to handle him differently? He hasn't played in 2 years. He's just coming back still. Is there How do you handle that throughout the week?
We keep an eye on everyone's workload. We've talked about that. There are certain days we want to ramp them up, and certain days we want to monitor them. But you don't want to handle them with kid gloves. I mean, you want to make sure he goes out and he hardens his body and he's ready for the full season.
JPP said yesterday he expects to play Sunday. You have that same expectation?
If we would have had practice today, he would not have practiced today. We'll take a look at him again tomorrow. He'll have an opportunity to get out there on the field tomorrow in practice, and we'll go from there.
Questionable?
He's on the injury report, yes.
Any doubt in your mind that he'll be available in some capacity then?
We'll look at him tomorrow on the field, see how it goes, wake up the next day and see how he recovers.
They don't have the injury report yet. Olivier Vernon, we added with a sore hand. They're supposed to have it before.
Great work, Pat.
Thank you.
What happened with Olivier?
He's got a sore wrist.
When did that occur?
Sometime during the course of the Dallas game, he got a sore wrist. Practiced this week, but was limited yesterday.
Any concern for him up for Sunday?
There's always concern when someone's on the injury report, yes.
Ben, you had a few guys, I'm not trying to look back, I'm actually trying to look ahead, but you had some guys who are newcomers here, Vernon, Snacks, and maybe especially Jackrabbit, who had really great debuts and now get to play in front of the home fans. And I'm just wondering if you can sense for new guys in this defense, how important that is, that they signed a big contract, but they come here and kind of deliver the first chance they have.
Well, if you would have been inside today in our feet meet, Snacks gave a great talk to the defense. He's inspired to play well this weekend, like the other guys, and I'm sure they're excited to get out in front of the home crowd. There'll be a lot of energy and electricity, but we have to give them something to cheer about.
What made it a great speech?
Very inspired, cares about his teammates, and the willingness to hold each other accountable is special on that side of the ball right now.
And that was just to the defense?
That was just to the defense.
Was it something that he wanted to do, or did you ask him to do it, or how did that sort of play out?
I'm going to leave it at that.
What's it like for you to see guys come in? Obviously, you didn't know them. You can't know them that well until you're on your team, just to see how those types of guys are fitting in to some of the big free agents.
Just say that one more time.
And what's it like been for you to watch some of these big free agents come and kind of fit into the team?
Yeah, anytime you add free agents to the mix, you want to make sure they're your type of character guys. And, you know, we brought in some great New York Giant type characters. And, you know, they fit in well. They're pushing the group. And it's good to see we have a very good, healthy locker room.
Did you know that, I mean, when you signed Harrison, did you know he had that sort of leadership capability?
I think they all have leadership in their own right. When you give them opportunities to step up, and I give Spags credit for that, gives these guys opportunities to step up on Friday, on Fresh Friday, and they step up and they speak from the heart, and it's great to see.
What have you seen from Rashad going back to last year? I know you told the team about that Week 14 stat that he's led the league in rushing since that point.
You know, he's taking the bull by the horns. He always is taking great care of his body. I think that shows. Especially, you know, when the run started last year, week 14, usually backs are starting to fall off a little bit right there. He got better. as the season went on. That's what it tells me. He takes care of his body. He's a great leader by example there for the other players.
You know, there was every week when we talked to you, we would talk about the running back rotation. Do you think in hindsight that Rashad is fresher at this point and his body's in better shape because he was limited in his touches early on last year?
Last year was last year. I think he does a great job taking care of his body. And last year was last year.
Coach, it was a nice week for Sterling Shepard last week, a great debut for the second round pick. What can you say to him as a head coach so he doesn't, like, you know, get a big head and doesn't, you know, just take it for granted and carries on that success from the week?
Yeah, I mean, what you say to the rest of the players, flush last week and move on to this week. Last week's over.
Ben, will JPP have say in whether he plays? Like, if he's sore, but he really wants to play?
Right now, if we were to practice today, he wouldn't have practiced. He's going to practice tomorrow. We'll take a look at it tomorrow, see how he recovers on Sunday morning, then we'll go from there.
Did something happen that made it worse for him? He was out there, I think it was Wednesday.
I'm unaware of that.
What was it like having Josh Brown back this week?
Great having him back. Kicked well.
Did you talk to him at all about football, you know, sort of returning, you know, coming in after missing a week, or the situation that resulted in suspension?
When
like after, since he's been back.
Yeah, all the discussions between Josh and I are private.
For you personally, I'm sure you self-assessed how you did. What do you look at from the opener, you know, your first actual full NFL game, and coming into the second week and say, okay, this is where I need to concentrate on getting better?
Yeah, you know, as a team, we're looking at making that jump from week one to week two, players and coaches. We're all included in that, and you know, we have a chance to get better this week in the way we dictate the game and the way we play the game.